And now this is a dictation for Richard Grass, G-R-U-S-S, March 1555, addressed as a letter to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T. Dear Dr. Ernest, a follow-up for Mr. Grass, chronic kidney disease, has accompanied with family. He says, not feeling well, very lightheadedness, dizzy on standing, also hard of hearing, uses a cane but no falling episode. A colonoscopy done within the last week, apparently for screening purposes, being negative. He has compromised speech from prior stroke. His urine flow and volume apparently down, some nocturia but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood. Also weight loss, appetite down, 2 meals a day, no vomiting. There is constipation but no bleeding. No edema, claudication, ulcers. No oxygen at home. Denies orthopnea, PND. Other review system negative. Medication list review, notice the Norvas HCTC. Next paragraph, present weight 139, blood pressure right side, the large calf sitting position 190 over 90, immediately standing down to 150 over 60. That's a 40 points blood pressure drop systolic and 30 points diastolic. Lungs were clear, no gross arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness, no major edema. Next paragraph. Recent chemistries are from July. Creatinine 2.25, representing a GFR 31, stage 3B, which appears stable over time. Low sodium, upper normal potassium, mal metabolic acidosis, abnormal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, anemia 10.3, high glucose in the 200s. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. He has weight loss, but this is not related to uremic symptoms. He has severe hypertension as well as severe postural blood pressure drop that makes treatment extremely difficult, impossible to obtain goals. Aggressive effort to control blood pressure will cause worsening of lightheadedness symptoms and potentially fall trauma, fracture, among others. Less aggressive blood pressure with the purpose of allowing him to be more physically active. The long-term side effects of high blood pressure on all his body. There is anemia but no EPO treatment. Presently no need to change diet for potassium, bicarbonate, or phosphorus binders. Continue chemistry in a regular basis. All these issues were discussed at length with the patient and family. End of dictation.